Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny, a podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, enjoy a laugh or two. Here's this week's show.
Oh, like whole beans? Just munch on them? No.
Well, they have to be in something.
Like what?
Okay. Hey, we're recording. Hi.
Beans are terrible.
Well, there's an intro for you. Chris, we're going to get into that. 2 seconds. I need to correct from last week. First of all, congratulations. We're here 2 weeks in a row. It's phenomenal.
Dude, it's amazing.
Don't get used to it, people. We're trying, but can't make promises. Secondly, we have 42 countries that have listeners of this show. I applaud you all. Thank you. Thank you for listening to us. I was pretty amazed by that. It's very cool.
It is amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Now,
please write it. I'd like to have a friend in all these countries.
Yeah, right? That would be great. I know. We should have people write the show. I put all that in the show notes. We have a website. It's all anonymous. We don't need your email address or anything. You can just drop us a note. Totally anonymous. Sign your name if you feel like it, but you don't have to.
It's just the country where you're from, so we know who we are.
Ooh, good point. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, and we need to talk about beans, because how can you not like beans?
I just don't really like them. I don't like the texture.
Okay, but
there's some beans that are less offensive. Like lima beans are like the most disgusting thing in the world. Like if you eat like,
oh my god,
no, they're just like ugh. Like some of the smaller beans, I'm fine. Especially if you like dice them up, make mush.
What's a smaller bean than a lima bean?
No, like right under the big green ones.
Well, some of them are large, but they don't have to be big. You could have baby limas that are tiny beans.
No, I don't like the texture. If you chop them up and stuff, I don't like them in my chili. Yeah, so if you cut them up or dice them up or whatever, like then I'm okay with them, but not as like whole beans. No, yeah.
So like refried beans, you like?
Yeah, they're okay.
Bean mush.
Yeah, it freaks me out being refried, but other than that, it's good.
Well, it just means it has fat in it. They're not actually fried.
Oh, well, I have no idea.
You know, like bean soup. I mean, you live in the middle of like bean territory there. And you don't like any of that. No chili, no bean soup, no ham and bean soup, no northern bean soup, nothing.
No.
Brooks is making a lot of noise.
Sarah, I am just not a bean foodie, which was first printed in 1980.
Really?
Yeah, I did that.
Just a foodie though, right? Not a bean foodie.
Yeah, foodie. Yeah, just foodie in general.
Okay. All right. I apologize for the barking dogs outside. For once, that's not my dogs. I don't know. People just decide they're going to be assholes and have their dogs bark.
That's okay. Bark.
Speak for yourself, Chris. We'll get into that later. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about this. Because you're not on Twitter, I keep telling you, you should be on Twitter. So Merriam-Webster has a Twitter account and tweeted out yesterday this, I'm going to get it wrong, time traveler little section they have on their website about when a word was first used in print. Oh, how fun. You put in your birth year and it tells you like all the words that were first used in print that year. This is great.
Although it doesn't make me depressed that these words have been that long.
Well, you just must have a shitty list because mine are great.
Well, mine are awesome. It just makes me think about how old I am. Some of these things like, ooh, mine has comb over, by the way.
I have email next.
Can't beat that.
Domain name. I mean,
I just don't know what half these are. I don't know what half these are. So how do they even pick this list? Like, truly, is it just all the words that were first printed in that year? I mean, it's got to be more, right? Or no?
I have
no
idea how many. Sure, it's all made up, Chris. Come on. This is just fun entertainment to pass the time while we're all in quarantine. Just get on board. Roll with it, my friend.
I'm just wrong. Hey, you send me things. I try and take it. The thing is, yeah, 1980 home video. Yeah.
Very all good.
Thanks.
Convo.
Yeah, my list is more than yours.
I don't think so. I have G Spot. Hello, boy toy. Break dancing.
Yuppie. Yeah, yuppie. I think I veg out. I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's good. I'm multitasker. I feel like that's fitting. I feel seen with that.
It's interesting that how many like technology or like medical words are on here, like DRAM or
bitmap. So many.
Yeah.
MRI. Yeah. Pixelated.
Dude, how is heavy lifting never been used before?
First time in print.
Hub and spoke? What are we, business class now? Jaw dropping. That's how terrible this podcast is. That is pretty cool, though. Oh, if I scroll, I can go to other years without having to put in the other year in.
Yeah. Hello. Wow. Are you new here? This is how the internet works, Chris.
Come on. That's interesting. That is very cool to see. And there's definitely some words I had no idea existed or were used first in print in my birth year. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time passer for about 2.2 seconds. And then you're like, well, okay. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you're interested, jump on over there, check out your birth year, and see what fun words you can come up with.
Hey, maybe one day our podcast will take off and we'll become a gazillion. That happened in 1980.
Maybe. Chris, I'm not holding my breath. We're over a year in here, friend. I mean,
maybe your other podcast will take off and...
Yeah, that's the goal.
Podcast.
One of these. I keep spreading it out. Spread the love. I'm getting the return on investment yet, Chris.
Oh, man. Hey, it's good times. Good times hanging out with me.
That's right. The long game. We're playing the long game here.
Oh. Anyway, well, that's very interesting. Thanks for sharing. That was very cool. And I'll have to actually use the dictionary to figure out what these things actually mean.
I think that was why they did it. Because you look at these words, and I'm like, I don't know what this word is. This is nonsense to me. It's just a secret attempt by Merriam-Webster to get us to use their dictionary more.
Oh, it worked. They got clickbait.
I know. I'm the worst for that, for sure. It's all good. All right, good. What else is going on, Chris? How are you? How's the weather there, Pennsylvania?
You know, it was a little chilly, but nice for fall. And it's actually, today was in the low 70s. It's going to be in the 70s for the next few days. So we're living the high life before winter arrives sometime in the next few weeks. So
good.
I still haven't closed my pool yet.
Oh, gosh. Well, it took you all summer to get it open.
I know.
Why would you close it so early?
I know. It keeps getting colder and colder. And then when they tell you to, like, that you should, the steps that we have going into our pool should come out every year. And they're like, it's really hard to get those out because they're weighted with sand and water. So someone should be in the pool to do this.
No.
And I checked the temperature and it's down to like 51 degrees. And I'm like, oh dear.
Kids are going in.
I'm going to rig something up with pulleys and rope and 2x4s. So I don't
know. Could you record that for us, please?
I will.
Sounds like just a very funny time waiting to happen.
We'll have to fast forward because it'll be like 5 hours and you're trying to figure out how to get this thing out.
The time
I actually have time to do it, it's raining. And all the time I don't have time to do it, it's nice. So such is life, right?
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah. That's how it goes, Chris. Well, good. So the pool is still open.
Yes, in theory. How's your pool? Are you allowed to be back at your pool or your place yet or no?
I don't know. I don't know. We haven't gone. I'm like, that seems not safe. Yeah. I think it's open, but the gym is open to one person at a time. You have to sign up online. And I was like, nope, not safe. And the pool, There's like kids are here all the time, and we all know how I feel about that situation. So I was like, I have the whole ocean. I'll just go there.
Yeah. It's interesting. How are gyms out your way? Do you know? I mean, do you pass them? Are they busy at all or not really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, here in California, we are an exercising culture. We're outdoorsy and
you got to look good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely busy.
Yeah, because I was curious how like a lot of the gyms are doing, right? Because most of the time there's, you know, limits on how many people can be in some buildings and stuff.
Well,
so,
and a lot of them went outside and have stayed outside. So a lot of the cycling places, spin classes and whatnot, that's all they do is spin, move the bikes outside every day and have a tent set up and they're all distanced out.
Yeah, that can't really happen around here, though.
Yeah, not so well. I mean, so it was
like of all the places where you're like exerting and like spewing like,
oh yeah,
breath, right? It's not. It was like 30 feet, and then people sweat. They already, they don't clean their stuff when they already sweat, and so yeah, it's too much work for me. I haven't gone back since March.
Yeah, actually, it was serendipitous for us because we canceled our membership. We called in February to cancel it because we weren't going to the gym as much. And Brooks has a gym at his office. He was like, oh, I'll just use the gym at the office when I went into the gym. And because we've been biking more and running more. And yeah, we were like, yeah, we don't really want to go to the gym. So it just worked out perfectly for us that everything shut down and we had already canceled it. And we used the gym here at the apartment complex as well before. But yeah, not anything I'm comfortable with. Really, anything that's indoor outside of my apartment indoors, I'm not going to for a very long time. I just don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
But there are lots of people there.
Yeah, I guess teach their own, I guess. Yeah. Take your chances.
Yeah, they're rolling the dice in my opinion. But hey. Live your life, whatever you got to do.
Get that herd immunity before too long here.
Chris, no. No. I'm running because Brooks is making me. I mean, let's just call it what it is. No, actually, I asked him in the beginning of October to motivate me because I was not running or doing anything. And I said, hey, I'm going to need you in October to like force me to do things because I really need to get back into working out and get into shape. So he's been great about that. And we went running. As you know, if you listened to the last episode, he tried to, you know, have me pass out going up a mile long hill.
Both ways.
We of course corrected since then. But I will say my feet have officially rejected sneakers.
Oh, man.
If you're not a loyal listener and this is your first time listening, you should know I was an avid runner, a marathoner, as it were, and I ran a lot. Yeah. I ran marathons. Is that a marathoner? I don't know.
took out some characters in that sentence there. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm terrible.
Moving on. I ran consistently 3 to 4 days a week and distance, right? Like 6, 8, 10 plus miles when I wasn't training. And so your feet get lots of calluses, right? When you run consistently and they're just used to it. And it's the only time I wear sneakers, everybody knows. I hate socks. I hate shoes. And when you don't do that for months on end, it turns out your feet become a little soft.
So they're weak.
They were very weak. We went for a run last Sunday, right? Was the hill excursion. And then we were walking that week. And so we went on a, you know, just like 3 mile walk one day. And I got a blister on the back of my heel walking in the same shoes I had just run in. Ridiculous. Yeah. So whatever, I got a blister. It was fine. The next day we go walking and again, another just 3 mile walk. And we started out and I was like, oh, that's rubbing a little bit. And then it stopped hurting, which usually does, you know, blister pops, you're all good. We get back and it looked like I had just been slashed. My whole heel was full of blood. Oh, it was goodness. Bleeding terribly. It took me a half an hour to get all the blood out of my shoe and I had to wash my sock. It was something. I'm like, well, that's it. My feet rejected shoes. They were like, forget it. We can't do this anymore.
We're out.
Oh, it was terrible. I felt so bad. I missed a meeting. I'd had a meeting, but I came back and I'm like, I this is a mess. My whole leg was all, my heel was all bloody. And oh, it's ridiculous. It's fine. I fixed it.
3 miles then. Walking.
Yeah, that was just walking. This is the dumbest thing you ever heard. Oh my gosh.
I will tell you the same thing happened to me, but not to the extent that you had.
Yeah, I've always gotten blisters and stuff when I start back up, just until you get the calluses, but I've never had anything like that happen. And when I finally could get the whole like terror scene cleaned up on my ankle or my heel, what happened was the blister was like right in one of those skin folds, you know, on the back of your heel, where it just bleeds and bleeds and bleeds and bleeds. And oh, it was ridiculous. It was crazy. I'm like, this is, I don't know what's going on back here.
Like, it's all good. Sandals.
Yeah. How about it? But I have been on 2 runs since then. No issues. We're good. It's totally fine. It's apparently the walking that's a problem.
I had that same thing last week where I got a callus from walking.
Yeah. Blister. What's that?
Yeah. Well, I did a 4 mile, so I've been trying to get back into it as well. I think maybe ESPN that we have, because I wasn't talk about this, but I've been trying to get back into it because I was like, crap, I'm old enough now. I gotta want to do some things, you know, running or competitive stuff. So anyway, so I was like, I'm gonna do some walks and runs right over lunch. And I did a 4 mile walk, like a loop near my house. And about halfway through, like the side of like, if you look at the heel, then on the inside, like that part, not the heel, like the back of the heel, but on the side of the heel, in a very weird spot, like on the inside, started like getting hurting. I'm like, wow, this really hurts. I never ever gotten a blister there in my entire life.
Isn't especially it crazy?
Not walking. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so weak. So anyway, I haven't had it since. It didn't bleed or, you know, blow up like yours did.
Count yourself lucky.
Yeah, I looked at my foot and said, oh, no blood. Move along. But yeah.
It's like, crazy.
Yeah. It's definitely been a, you know, as you have summer 10 months of the year, you know, it's been a sandal and barefoot summer, you know, type thing. And I've been doing a lot of biking, so it wasn't, you know, you don't build calluses really in your feet biking. So.
Right.
Yeah. So I get back in that paddleboard barefoot. You don't have to worry about it.
What paddleboard? Who is that? I was surfboard.
Surfboard.
Not paddleboard. Sorry. That's next year, Chris. I'll upgrade to the paddleboard. You know, I haven't been surfing recently. I've been running, but we have so many sharks in the water right now. It makes me so nervous. Yeah. They just did a study that said, like, there's more sharks off the coast of Southern California than they've seen in years. I'm like, yeah, no.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Good eating?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, thankfully, knock on wood, there have not been any attacks or, you know, everything's been fine. They're minding their own business, but I get nervous.
I think in my simple brain, I would love to do a lot of these things like surfing, but I couldn't be in water that I can't see the bottom of that are potentially have other creatures swimming around there and I would potentially get touched. No.
Oh yeah, there's no potential. There's like we have stingrays galore. So you always have to do the shuffle when you go out. And then we have seals and dolphins, tons of fish, sharks. Yeah. I mean, we have very clean, you know, healthy water system. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of wildlife out in the ocean here.
I'm out.
Yeah. You're like, that's it for me.
One of those man-made like parks that has the little wave. Which, are the funniest. Have you watched videos of people doing that? Like the thing type thing where they're trying to stand on those waters rushing.
Oh my God. It makes me laugh every time. I'm like, this is not natural. That's just not. Oh, anyway.
And then they literally get like launched over the top because the water.
Yeah. So fast. I'm like, that's that's not how that happens. And people who surf those kinds of waves are very experienced.
Yeah.
I think they do it on purpose at these parks to make these people look like idiots and hurt them.
I would so know it'd be hilarious if I was the person who just videotaped the whole time.
Oh, yeah. It'd be great. Oh, man. Well, Chris, I know I'm getting old because not only is my body failing, but like my tolerance level is going way down. I can't tell if it's because of like quarantine and Rona or I'm just old, curmudgeon-y,
can't deal with
cantankerous
people.
Woman. No, I can't deal with people. I had too much of the people. We have, you know, building six. We talk about building six often, Chris.
Yeah.
We had new people that moved in. They got a kid that won't shut up. This thing screams all the time, every night. And I'm like, they have it. I must be right at the window. I'm like, oh, I can't take it. So I said to Brooks the other night, you think a 55 and older community would take us? Like, could we be new recruits? Yeah. We're up at 5. We go to bed at 8. We're quiet. We don't want any noise. We don't want any mess.
We just shuffleboard.
That's right. I was like, I feel like we would fit right in. Can they just take us early? Is this a thing? Does anybody know? That's the community I need. I need that.
I think that'd be pretty
I am a curmudgeon-y old woman. I just can't take it, Chris. I'm like, quiet. Everybody quiet down. What is this? It is 6 o'clock. Simmer down. It's just quiet time here. Oh my gosh. It's just, I feel like everything is on my last nerve today. People are moving in. I am not kidding. They have the moving van running for 3.5 hours outside our window. Yeah.
Are you serious? Was it gasoline or diesel?
Who knows? I don't know. Mm. I think gasoline. They just let it sit.
It doesn't make sense to have it sit that whole time. It's what a waste.
A huge waste. I'm like, well, this is not good for the environment or everybody here. Or why are you doing this? Like, just turn off the car. What's the problem?
You got there and turn it off for him.
No, I did not. And I had to hold back Brooks, who was very upset. He's like, I'm doing my best right now not to open up the window and just yell out, turn off the goddamn moving van.
The joys of living in a townhouse, whatever.
It's tough. You know, I think everybody is here because of COVID. And so we're just all kind of more visible than we ever have been. It's a little bit challenging for sure. Mm. So I'm moving to a 55 and older community. I'm going to start petitioning.
Are there those out there in San Diego?
Oh, yeah. They have them all over. I'm like, I'm here for it. This is great. I'm sure okay with that.
Like, get in one. You can probably take a test. Like, do you watch Brady Bunch? what's considered the early bird for you? Like 4:30 or 3:30? Good, you're in.
Yeah, I mean, 4:30 is fine with me. It's perfect. The earlier the better. More digestion time.
You might get in. I think you have a good shot at this.
I'm telling you, I'm a good recruit. I'm quiet. I keep to myself. I don't like noise. So, okay. The people who had a party a couple weeks back had another party, Chris, this past weekend.
Did they?
Oh my gosh. There was no trumpeter this time. Their music. I know it was a little disappointing not to have the trumpeter, but they were partying from, I want to say 2 or 3 in the afternoon till like way past midnight. I was surprised. And again, it wasn't in our complex. It was in a neighboring apartment complex. Mm-hmm. We had to close the windows. It was so loud. I couldn't believe how loud it was. And I'm like, I can't believe your neighbors aren't yelling at you to be like, shut up. Nobody wants to hear your music and you're yelling.
I can handle that.
And I'll like, again, I just kept thinking, you're spreading the Rona, man. Not cool. It's not cool. Don't do it.
Well, maybe they won't have some parties here soon.
I don't know. It was not good. So yeah, that's it. That's my thoughts, Chris, on why I think I could petition at 55 and older.
I think it's
Brooksy's watching baseball.
I think it's a great opportunity. I don't really have any neighbors, so
it's good.
I yell at my dog and my kids and
definitely been yelling at the dogs. The oldest one, he started licking his feet. Does your old dog do that? Lick their feet?
Every once in a while, but nothing that, like, you know, you notice, you know, on their feet, you know.
Wearing. Yeah. Well, he has allergies, so I know that's why he licks his feet. And they're real bad in the fall. But every time he licks his feet, you know, we don't get rain here. So anything that's sitting on the ground and potentially, you know, shouldn't be in his mouth is now in his mouth. So he always gets sick and he always gets the poops. And so today, what happened? Oh, got the poops because he's licking his feet yesterday. I'm like, I hate you. I love you, but I hate you.
Terrible. It is with the heart with the older puppy dogs like that.
So. Oh my gosh. Yeah. He's something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Sarah, I don't have anything funny, unfortunately, to talk about. It's been busy. So, but thank you for all the Merriam-Webster. That was awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know. I like it. We were hilarious this week, Chris, but we can't all have great weeks.
I know. I'll be better next week. I think I had some stuff last week, but you take turns.
Forgot. Yeah.
My kids, they don't want to sleep. My daughter yells. Not yells. She just doesn't listen.
Well,
going to sleep.
You'll have that.
Oh, yeah. It's like negotiating with a terrorist. It's like, you delayed me for an hour. No, you got 1 minute. No. An hour and a half now. I'm like, no, you're going the wrong way.
Who's in charge here? Oh, man. All the credit to you.
My son goes right to bed. I have no issue. Oh, I dread.
Well, she's a winner.
She is. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun time to see what happens.
Oh, that's man.
Little one. They had picture day today, so they're all fancied up.
Are they back in school?
Yep.
Wow.
Back. So far, so good. I mean, most of our schools around here haven't really had, they've only had like one or two cases, maybe, I think. I haven't followed it too close recently, but nothing like an outbreak at all at any of the schools. So it's been a positive development.
That's definitely good. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're okay. They gave the Disneyland reopening advice here. Basically, it's like never going to happen. They have to. We have a color-coded tier system here. And for Disneyland to reopen, they have to be not in the lowest tier, but like one above. I think it's yellow. Yeah, no, they're in the highest tier right now. They're in purple. It's not going to happen.
Where's most of your cases coming up right now? I know this probably isn't the funniest thing to talk about, but is it just all over or is it like certain pockets or?
You mean in San Diego specifically or like California?
Yeah, well, San Diego, like where you are, is there a certain?
San Diego, more of our South Bay area, closer to the border. Mm-hmm. We have unfortunately a huge population there. And then outside of San Diego in California in general, LA and Orange County have quite a high case rate. And then from there, I think it's kind of okay. Yeah. I mean, it's dispersed a little bit. Sure. Overall, California is doing fairly well. I think it's like, I don't know, 3% infection rate, maybe less than that. Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, for the vastness of the state, it's certainly not as bad as some of the other states here. But we'll see what the fall and winter do. Yeah,
we're hitting that now.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of outdoor space here, so that's hopefully.
You're living the dream there. We start hibernating now. As you are here, but don't have to worry about it anymore.
No, I don't like to be cold, Chris. No.
You want your toes to be out.
That's right, toes out.
Fine in those big boots.
Can't have it. Can't have the toes in the boots.
I know. Well, good.
Oh man. All right. Well, you got a PSA at least this week, Chris?
I got nothing this week. Really, wow. Nothing. I am failing you. This is what happens when it's like back to back weeks. Next week. I'll be better because it'll be the second week.
You heard it here first, folks. next week will be better.
at least from my perspective, I can't guarantee anything
else. I mean, Not every week can be a winner. I don't know. Yeah, my PSA would be don't leave your moving van fucking running for 3.5 hours. You can turn it off. It'll be okay. I promise you.
Good one.
It'll be okay.
Unless they jumped it. Maybe they jumped it.
No, Chris. No.
You know?
No. Don't give them that benefit of the doubt. It was just...
Think about that?
No.
You should.
Mm-mm. No.
Poor people.
No.
Maybe the battery died and they had to get a jump on it.
No. No.
You ever think about that?
No.
Went there.
I think about it, but it's not the case. So it's just lies.
Yeah. No. I'll have a PSA for next week. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be legendary.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to put it on.
All right. Well, those are big promises. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We're still looking for reviews, Chris. People don't want to review this. We have a lot of listeners. Our listenership is consistently going up, but we need you guys to review it. That actually does help. We're trying to grow it. I know it doesn't sound like it with this content you just got, but we are. So do that. Head on over to our website, linked in the show notes. Drop us a line. Just say hi. If you have a funny story, like I said, it's completely anonymous. But feel free to let us know where you're from. And we'll give you a shout out on the show. You can follow us on Twitter. Can I tell you? That's letter U funny. Chris, you taking over that account? Lies. You can follow me. I am at Sarah No Socks on everything, but I mostly live on Twitter. Yeah. What else, Chris? I think that's it.
I think the big thing is just to write back to us and let us know how Sarah can do a better job.
Yeah, that would be super. I'm all for constructive criticism.
Because I'm perfect.
Wow. That's a strong statement. I'm not perfect, nor do I want to be. Thank you. Although I am going to be a pro surfer. Just saying, Chris. Let's see. If you need any design help, you can certainly hit me up for that. Check me out at sarahnosocks.com. You can listen to my other podcast, which is way better than this one, Chris. Talks with Sarah No Socks. Everything.
You put all your effort into that one and you leave me with sloppy seconds. That's what happens.
You got to go where the gold is. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to get a second podcast and it's going to be awesome.
Okay. I can't wait. Be great. I'll listen. You don't even listen. You don't even support that one. Oh man, go check out Talks with Sarah No Socks are interested in listening to cool interviews with random people. I just had an amazing interview this past week. I have one coming up this week. Great people on there. And now that's really it, Chris. I think that's all I got.
Do you ever say I'm great?
No, but you are. I should say it. Chris is wonderful.
Oh, stupendous. Have a wonderful evening or night or morning or whatever time it is you're listening to this.
Yeah, whenever you're listening to this, have an amazing day. And take care of yourself. And if you live in the States, go vote.
Yes, absolutely. Rock.
All right.
Bye, everyone.